Who You Are Is Not Where You've Been. Written by K Burb and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic, rated for general audiences. Ms. Kane, a heavily accented voice says. Cass turns back towards the classroom she's just exited, looking at her teacher. Takes in his body language, though his has been unusually hard for her to read, and doesn't read disappointment or consequence in it. She relaxes, a minute movement of her shoulders, and gives him a curious head tilt. May I speak with you? Professor Wagner asks, extending his hand back into the classroom. Less a classroom, more a theater, where the improv class she signed up for at her roommate's insistence is held. She nods, glances over at the roommate in question. He's tensed, uncertain, protective. It's okay, Jason, Cass signs. Harmless talk. He narrows his eyes but nods. See you at dinner. Cass nods again, and he turns on his heel to go. She follows the professor back into the theater. The hallway leads to a backstage entrance, and he leads her through the mess of props and wires to sit on the stage. Professor Wagner sits cross-legged, informal, indicating casual conversation. With anyone else, it may not be intentional, but Cass senses that he really sees her, has since the first time she entered his classroom. The professors would know each of the students' powers, of course, but many of hers have not made the same concerted effort to accommodate the needs of each person in their classroom. Her theater teacher is simply different, it seems. More intentional, more caring towards all the students in his care. Cass mirrors his position. I wanted to check in with you, Professor Wagner begins, his encouraging smile revealing small fangs that, on an adversary, would give off just the right level of menacing, but for Cass, simply endear her further to him. See how you've been getting on with school, outside of my class. She ponders this. She likes the professor, likes his class. Words are not her favorite, not really, but she speaks here. Likes the way she can use her powers to play off her classmates. He knows this, though. He wants to know about the other classes, other professors. Which is interesting. Students are assigned mentors based on ability, and she is not on his caseload. So, why check in? It's good, Cass says, signing as she speaks, a habit of comfort. I like belonging. He hums, taking her in, then asks after a beat, belonging? I've never belonged before, she admits. Not really. How so? Professor Wagner pushes. He should know, shouldn't he? Her background. Why it was she never belonged to anyone. Words are harder now. Have always been, when she thinks about the past. She's worked so hard to find her words over the years. Hates having to fight with them now. I, Cass starts, frowning. Breathes in. Out. I was just an asset. It's simple. True. All she needs to say, based on the briefest flash of recognition that crosses his face. It's gone in an instant, though, and his expression falls back to something that guards against even her abilities. He does not offer sympathy with his words, only questions further. An asset to the league. Cass nods. I see, Professor Wagner says, and something in Cass says he truly does. Maybe more than he wishes to let on. She doesn't know what to say now, doesn't want to shut him out, this man who seems to believe in her, who wants to check in on her, despite it not being his explicit responsibility. Cass steers it back to the present. I like your class most of all, she tells him, genuine. This elicits another smile from him. I am glad, he tells her. His tail twitches behind him, an unguarded moment of joy. I have seen you blossom much these past weeks, he adds. Theater is good, she says, though that is an oversimplification. I like using my powers for fun. It can bring out so much in people, Professor Wagner says. Some people find improv embarrassing, awkward, cringe, as you say these days. It's funny, hearing slang in his accented English. But I think it opens the doors of creativity, gives a voice to the voiceless, who can now say yes and find their ideas built upon in community. He has pinned down exactly why it is she likes his class. When Jason had implored her to sign up with him, she'd groaned. But she'd do anything for him. He was more than her roommate. He was her brother, bonded through escape from a place that tormented them both. So she'd signed up, dreaded having to use her words in such a public manner. And instead, she'd found a strength, a new way to use her powers. "I'm proud of you," the professor adds, and hope blooms in her chest. No one has ever been proud of her before. The end. Author's end notes. Backstory notes, since this is a one-shot. Cass and Jason met in the league and ran away together. Cass's powers are a natural mutation, but Jay got his when he died and came back, which is literally his power. He'll just keep coming back. But that's tragic, and I don't think I want to write that angst, so it will stay here, in this fic, not expounded upon. Wagner gets Cass because of his past and being manipulated by people until Charles saved him. The end for real.